Track 9. Safe Online Shopping, Part C and D.
Today, I'm going to talk about safe online shopping. I'm an avid online shopper. Like many of you, I don't have time to visit different stores and check out specials and good deals. I do it online from the comfort of my home. However, online shopping has its risks, and they can be quite different from those in regular shopping. These risks involve not only your purchase, the things you buy, and the money you spend on them, but also your identity and privacy. Now I'm going to tell you how you can protect yourselves against these risks and what you can do to make your online shopping experience safe and easy. To begin with, I'll speak about how you can protect your identity. First and foremost, always make sure that you are using a secure internet connection. It's best not to use public Wi-Fi hotspots for situations when you give your personal information or credit card information over the internet. You can never know for sure whether or not this connection is secure. When accessing any shopping website, make sure that it has HTTPS and a padlock icon in its URL. This means that the information you enter is encrypted or coded. If you cannot locate either of these encryption signs, do not use that website. It's not safe. Before buying anything on a shopping website, remember to check its privacy policy. This policy explains how your information is going to be used and stored. If there is no privacy policy on the website, that means you are not protected and have no control over what happens to the information you provide. Also, look for contact information for the company. If no information is provided, how can you make a complaint, return what you bought, or even clarify information you are not sure of? Sites with no contact information are most probably fraudulent, and you shouldn't do your shopping there. Another thing to remember is, protect your passwords. Make them difficult to crack and never give them away. You should change them often and, if possible, use supplemental passwords or images for additional security. Now, when it comes to actual shopping, keep in mind that the safest way to pay for your purchase is with a credit card. Even better, use a prepaid credit card. This is a card that works like a debit card until you use up all the funds on it. This means you can use it only a few times and for smaller purchases. Before you complete your online transaction, review the return, refund, and shipping and handling policies. Make sure that you understand what the real cost of your purchase is, with all the extras. If in doubt, email or call the company's toll-free number and ask questions. Finally, keep all the records of your transactions. Always print out terms, conditions, warranties, descriptions of the items you bought, and bill information. When you receive your order, inspect it carefully and, if you notice any problem with it, contact the company immediately. Keep all your documents for future reference. This may sound like a lot to remember, but you should try to keep these tips in mind whenever you shop online and make them a habit. As the saying goes, it's better to be safe than sorry. Enjoy your online shopping!